Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
This is Richard Cohn, the host of Authors Beyond Words, and I have the unique pleasure today of speaking with Deborah Jacobs, who is not only a wonderful author, but she's also written a new book that's called A Happy Move. And I would say that Deborah is probably close to being the world's expert on moving. With 29 moves in the last 40 years under her belt, Deborah is an authority on moving. She and her family have moved all over the United States and even located to Korea once. Along the way, Deborah has learned numerous valuable do-it-yourself lessons on everything from how to pack properly to hiring the right professionals for cross-country treks. In her new book, she shares the good, the bad, and the happy experiences that can help anyone when you have and want to have a happy move. Deborah is also the owner of Dancing Word Group, and she is a successful literary agent representing both mainstream and higher consciousness authors worldwide. Deborah, it's a pleasure to be with you today, and I'm sure that everyone listening is going to gain many insights on what it is like and how to best prepare and have a very happy move.
Great. Thank you for having me. What a great introduction. And it's just about to be 30 moves.
Oh, are you moving?
I am moving again. This hopefully will be the final move.
Did you do this because you just wrote a book?
No, but I am using the book. I am sitting here every day filling out all the different things so I can have my book handy when I get there and have all my information right at my fingertips.
So, What is the search like that you're going through to find a new place to move to?
We had narrowed it down from all the places we've ever lived to going back to the South, which we love the South and living in the South. And my daughter and I are actually buying a place of our own there. And we'll be homeowners and living in Arkansas.
Wow. And how did you choose Arkansas over all the other places in the country?
You know, it was kind of a combination of, you know, whenever you're looking for a new place to move to and you're open-ended like we were, we could go anywhere because the type of work we do, you always want to look for places that are kind of like-minded, politically, spiritually. The foundation is there. The prices are incredible in the South still. So you can afford a lot more than, say, you know, California or even Arizona now. And so we actually had a map of the United States on the wall. And we started Xing out states that didn't either fit us or the weather, like neither of us like snow, and started Xing out, and we got down to 3 states. And then we started doing inquiries to those states, what they had available, what the nature was like, what their government was like, and we narrowed it down to Arkansas. and then took that map of Arkansas and started narrowing down where in Arkansas we wanted to live, and we narrowed it down to Hot Springs, which is
wow.
just beautiful.
Do they actually have hot springs in Hot Springs?
They actually do. They have real hot springs. They've had hot spring bathhouses since the 1920s there.
Wow.
And it's very well legislated, so it can't be messed up at all. And, yeah, you can go and actually lay in the hot springs. And it's called the natural state because it's very, everything there is very rural. Like, they don't even have an international airport in the state. And we like that. We like the country kind of feel. And I'm looking forward to that southern food, you know, that get that good barbecue again.
Wow. You know, I think the Chamber of Commerce in Hot Springs should hire you and your daughter. you've just given the most wonderful introduction to that city and state that anyone could ask
now,
for.
And now everybody will want to move to Arkansas. And then it'll get overrun like it is here, and I'll want to move again.
Well, you certainly have the right book for everyone.
Well, thank you. I knew it would be useful, but until I started actually filling in the forms that are in the book, and then I was like, wow, okay, this is really good. And then I started taping business cards to the empty back pages. I'm like, this is even handier than I thought it was going to be.
There's no mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for the average person, what is the first thing that they should do if they're even thinking about making a move?
Plan. The number one thing that will mess you up and cause the most stress and anxiety is not having a good plan. And so that's why the book's broken down into sections, the before, during, and after, because you want to plan. Like right now, I'll just use myself as an example. We're getting rid of all the furniture that isn't either going to fit or isn't the style that what we want. It's amazing how much you can accumulate when you live somewhere. You know, so when you start going through things, it's like, oh, I don't need that. Or you find things that you don't even know what part they go to. And you just start purging. And while you're purging, you really get a sense of what it is that makes you happy and is worth paying the cost to ship to your new location. It's amazing the amount of stuff that between myself, my daughter, and my granddaughter that we've just been able to donate to Goodwill. If you're moving from a place like we are where you get a lot of snow, we don't need 3 snow shovels when we move to Arkansas. So we can get rid of 2 of those. Keep one just in case. But the planning, that's the most important thing. How you're going to move. Are you going to do a DIY by yourself with a rental truck or a pod? Or are you going to hire professional movers? How to figure out which ones are legitimate? Really getting all your ducks in a row before you actually, you know, are set to move.
You know, I think that makes total sense because I loved what you said about looking at the things that make you happy, because I think everyone over a lifetime accumulates so much that when you open drawers and you realize you have things that you have no idea even that you owned or
yeah.
I know. So
It's really, especially for older people that are downsizing. You know, a lot of times when you're downsizing from like a five-bedroom house where you raised your family, you know, maybe that couch isn't going to fit in the new condo you bought. So, you know, take your measurements, try and figure out, it, you know, one, is it going to fit your new home? And two, is it make you happy? Is it the style you really want for your new home?
And it occurs to me that when one is moving, that sometimes you're charged by the weight, how much weight you have in a truck if you're not using your own vehicle. Is it best to get rid of things that weigh a lot?
Absolutely. And you absolutely want to use a moving company that does charge by the weight. Because the ones that charge by the inch or foot in a truck, I have been ripped off twice by. They'll quote you one thing, and then they'll haphazardly pack their truck, so it always ends up being more than what it is. You know, if you go with a reputable, good mover, you know, like North American or Allied or United, that are reputable, good movers, they give you a quote that is a guaranteed quote. So, you know, they come in and they'll actually look at all your furniture and they'll guesstimate how many boxes you're going to have. And that quote is what you're going to get charged when your stuff is delivered. There are too many loopholes, and you really want to look at contracts and make sure, you know, some of the companies will say that in their contract they can't charge you more than 10% above the estimate, which is fine. I've used quite a few companies like that. But if it's open-ended, I've heard horror stories from, including I had my own horror story that's in the book, of them wanting to hold your stuff ransom until you pay the difference.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun when all your stuff is sitting on a truck and they say, okay, that's going to be $1,000 more. We want the check now, or we're taking your stuff. And that happens every single day. You know, there's so many of these movers that advertise on social media and things, and they're actually agents for slimy companies. Not all of them, but there are some. And, you know, you really want to vet anybody you hire for these. We have a lot of information in the book about that, how to check on them. And we even have resources, as you know, in the back of the book of recommendations of people that we know are good.
And is it important to get insurance when you're moving with a big company in case something is damaged?
Absolutely. You know, this is interesting you brought this up because we just ran into this yesterday where it used to be your renter's insurance or your homeowner's insurance from one place covered your stuff in the truck. It's not always the case anymore. So you want to make sure you get the coverage from the company that they offer. I mean, things happened. You know, there was a moving truck that caught fire in Phoenix, and the people didn't have any insurance and lost everything. So that's absolutely, and that's part of your planning. Call your insurance company. You know, will you warranty the stuff while it's, you know, being transported in a U-Haul or, you know, by a nationwide mover?
I know when we moved from Los Angeles to Oregon, we did not unwrap a lot of things that we had from our house in L.A. And maybe 2 years later, we unwrapped a large antique hutch, and it it had a giant hole in it where like a forklift or something had gone right through one side of it. But at that point, it was too late.
Yeah. Yeah, you only have, some companies it's 30 days, some companies it's 90 days to go through and check for damage. But if you use my packing information, because I believe in packing yourself. I don't ever believe in hiring people to pack for me. I've only had that happen once, and a lot of stuff got broken. But if they go to my YouTube channel, there's packing tip videos on it, from everything on how to wrap your furniture to how to pack a knife so you don't get cut when you go to open the box later. It's really, really important that they'll be in a rush, no matter who the mover is. When they go to unload you, you've been through this, Richard, right? Where it's like everybody's running with boxes practically and furniture and throwing it in your house, and then, boom, they're gone. You don't let them do that. You're paying them. You go through, you check all your furniture. You make sure things don't have cracks or scrapes or, you know, the glassware in boxes. Make sure you follow up with their insurance if anything's broken.
And you mentioned your YouTube channel. Deborah, what is your YouTube channel for our audience?
It's A Happy Move Book. A Happy Move Book. They can also get to it through the website, ahappymove.com. And there's videos to watch on that as well.
That's going to be, I think, really helpful also, because some people are more visual and seeing something. It's, and I'm sure you can go back through it a number of times that way. And
yeah, it's, you know, it's really interesting, things that I have found out throughout the years with moves, like when you're going to pack your chest or drawer, everybody packs all their clothes, right? You don't have to do that. You can leave your clothes in your chest or drawers, and they wrap it with a plastic wrap so your drawers don't come open.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of these little things that, I mean, I never thought of before I did some of these moves. And it just, it makes life so much easier on you. Plus, you know, your weight, every time you add a box, you're adding weight. So why pay for things that you don't need to pay for?
Exactly. You know, I never would have thought of, you know, the first thing I would have done is empty all of the drawers and pack them in boxes.
I did that for about the first 20 moves. Until I had a mover say, why are all your drawers empty? And then you've also got to think about laws that change, things that change. I mean, I've never worried about taking plants with me. I just throw them all in a box, and the mover takes the box. I found out through this move that there are about 80% of the states, you can't do that anymore. So the movers, if you have a plant in a box, they're going to make you get rid of it before their driver has to unpack because some dog smelled a plant on an inspection.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, that was a big deal for us because we've got about 25 plants.
Well, I know when we lived in L.A., we liked to go to garage sales sometimes, and invariably, people who were moving wanted to sell all their plants. So one time we bought Bono's cactus, the singer.
Yeah, I mean, these moving sales are a great place to pick up stuff, but it's, this is part of your planning. You check all of the rules and regulations before you go. Get to know where it is you're going. There are a lot of states that won't accept certain animals. You know, if you have a pet ferret, you're not moving to California with that ferret.
And how about if you're moving, are there restrictions on food when you're packing?
There is, as far as you can't pack things like aerosol cans. Otherwise, really, there's no restrictions on food. It's what's in them. I never ship any, like, vegetable oils. Anything that could be considered flammable, you don't want to take that with you.
And also, it's probably a good idea to put Ziploc bags around liquids, too, I would think, in case they break.
Yeah. I've had that happen before where my entire dish set, I thought I'd be smart and put some stuff on the top, and one of them was one of those fancy apple cider oils, and everything in the box was coated in the oil. So, yeah, tape your lids with your packing tape. Just tape your lid and then put them in a Ziploc bag just to be on the safe side.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Deborah, you mentioned something very interesting about altitude. That's something I hadn't even thought of in moving.
I found out the hard way when I moved from California to Flagstaff, where I am now. I hadn't thought about it either. And when you're going from sea level to 8,000 feet, you go to open something after you've unpacked it, and it blows up. So, you know, things like soda cans, any liquid at all that's in plastic, anything that was in plastic, it turned into balloons with the moving truck going up in altitude. So when we went to unpack, I mean, even our flour container that was in a Tupperware had pressurized from the change in altitude and blew up flour all over the place. It doesn't do that going down, but it did do it coming up to this altitude. So I would be worry about shipping things depending on where you're moving. And remember, these trucks are going up and down. If you're going cross country, you know, they may be going through an area that's, you know, suddenly they're at 10,000 feet and your stuff is in that truck. So it's easier and cheaper in most cases to simply buy a new thing of cooking oil.
Yes.
You know, it's weird the things that, you know, I probably could have written a second book just on, you know, things to be careful of when we move, besides what was in this book. These little surprises.
And is it good to use clothing to wrap around dishes and other things instead of using packing paper?
I actually use a combination of bubble wrap, packing paper, and clothes. Clothes, don't ever pack your clothes separately. Always use, like, all your T-shirts are great. You wrap your plate in either bubble wrap or packing paper and then wrap a T-shirt around it. The number one thing that causes damage on a move is vibration. It's actually not things banging against each other. It's the vibration in the boxes. So if you have clothes wrapped around it, you don't get the vibration on your plates and on your glasses and all of that. Everything stays really nice. In fact, the last three, and I'm knocking on wood here, the last three moves I've made, not one thing got broken.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And I just knocked on wood for you.
Thank you. Sweaters are great. Sweatshirts are great. Sometimes I'll line the bottom. This is another thing I learned. You always want to line the bottom and the top of your boxes with, like, you know, throw a couple pair of jeans on the bottom of a box that you're going to be packing fragile stuff into. You know, maybe put a towel on the top. That way, if something hits it from the bottom or the top, it's not going to cause any breakage inside.
And if you're moving, like if you're moving yourself and you're having a U-Haul, sometimes those have, it's not all flat inside. There's a raised portion up near the front. Is it better to put lighter things in that area in case they fall over or anything, or is there a tip that you have?
I have quite a bit of information on that in the DIY moves section of the book, because people... This is where you're going to mess up with the U-Haul. People will, you know, start putting in their mattresses and then their furniture and then their boxes, and that's totally wrong. When you're driving a truck and you go to stop, even if it's not a fast stop, everything shifts forward, okay? So you don't want suddenly your furniture getting smashed by boxes or heavy things that you have at the back of your truck. So I always advise pack all your boxes into the truck first. Use your mattresses for the sides. It creates padding on the sides of the truck so you get less movement. Go ahead and spend the money renting the straps or using those stretchy bands to hold each of these kind of sections in place. If you have all your boxes at the front and they're packed properly and you have to stop fast, and that chair or table moves, it's not going to crush anything.
Wow. You are a wealth of information.
Well, I'd hope so after all these moves.
I'm sure our listeners want to know, why did you move so many times, and were you in the military or something like that?
Besides insanity, I actually, the Korea move and the next two moves after Korea were the only ones that when I was married to the military. After that, you know, my daughter just thinks I'm a gypsy. I get what she calls my three-year itch. And every time we move, between 2 and 3 years, I suddenly start getting edgy. Because I'm always looking for that place that has kind of everything that I want. And I think I finally found it. But some of the moves were, you know, because of natural disasters. I mean, two of the times I had to leave North Carolina were after major hurricanes, and I had lost everything. The second major hurricane, my daughter and granddaughter said, we are not staying here. So we moved all the way to the West Coast, and a couple times moved back to Arizona, where there really isn't any weather. But I've been wiped out by a couple hurricanes, earthquake in California, tornadoes in Alabama, and suddenly just decided, okay, this is not a good place for me to be. And so, you know, I've gotten really good at also just experimenting. At one point we were in Arizona, and I don't like dry climates, and I love the ocean, but I didn't really want to go back to California, which is where I was raised originally. So I was like, well, let's just get on Interstate 40 and go east until we hit the ocean. Exactly what we did. We ended up on an island off of Wilmington, North Carolina. It was awesome.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
mentioned about moving to another country when you move to Korea. What is it like moving to another country?
You know, that's something that I thought was really important to go in the book, because there are so many people that are becoming expats and moving all over the world. There are several things. When you're going to move to another country, again, with planning, learn the language. It's at least enough to get by. It's not only respectful to the people at the country you're moving to, but you're not going to get lost and confused the way I did moving to Korea and literally going from the airport to a train that I had to take with a two-year-old on my hip, and everything was in Korean, and I didn't have any idea where I was going, and I couldn't ask anybody for help. So that's really important. Watching what it is you take with you. When I thought I would be smart, and because I couldn't afford an actual mover, I just boxed things and shipped things with UPS, and found out when I got there they had confiscated my automatic coffee pot because they considered it a black market item because they didn't sell them there at that time. So learning the rules about a country before you move to that country. There are several countries where your pet may have to be in isolation for 3 to 6 months before they will release your dog to you. You know, do you really want to put your pet through that? Do you want to put yourself through that? There are some countries where if you have, a lot of people have pet snakes these days, that they flat will not allow it, period, because they don't want any accidents with their natural environment. So, you know, really doing your research when you're going to move to a foreign country and learn the language.
And did you learn a little bit of Korean before you went?
I did not. But this was, oh my gosh, this was like 40 years ago, 45 years ago. And I was young and dumb. And so, no, I didn't know it at all. And what became humorous is the babysitter that I managed to get so I could go to work when I was in Korea, she did not speak English. So my two-year-old, within the year I was in Korea, spoke 90% Korean and 10% English. So I had to learn Korean just to understand my daughter. You know, when you don't think about things like that. You think, oh, I'm going and it's the military and everybody will speak English. And that's just a stupid mindset to go into. Oh, another good one, too, that you'll love is I didn't know that back in those days in this little village that I ended up moving to, they didn't sell diapers. Well, I only packed so many diapers in the suitcase. When I ran out of diapers, I had to potty train my daughter instantly. So good to know some of these things before you end up in these situations.
And it probably has affected her whole lifetime.
I don't know. You know, she's always had this incredible loving attitude toward Asian people, and I think it's because of the year we spent in Korea.
Yes. I don't think I ever told you, but out of college, I taught English in Korea. For 3 months at the United States Embassy, and actually before going, I used one of those quick online courses to help teach me how to speak Korean, and I learned quite a bit.
That's so smart. So smart to do. No, I didn't know that. The only job I could get, because I went over with what they call non-sponsored, where they don't care if you're married to somebody in the military, you're not allowed to be there. So I went as a tourist, and the only job I could get was teaching English to the military guys, right on the DMZ. So I'd be like sitting in a foxhole with somebody, because the only way they could get promoted is if they, the Korean soldiers could get promoted is if they spoke English.
Oh.
And they, you know, here's these guys with these rifles, you know, on duty because people were shooting through the fence all the time. And I was there trying to teach them English. It was a fun time.
And probably one of the first words is duck.
Yeah, exactly. Incoming.
Incoming.
There are a lot of countries that, that will teach intentionally. If you don't know or aren't trying to learn their language, they will teach you baby talk. Because they think it's funny. And you may not know any better. And, so, you know, you just, and it's respectful. I mean, if you're going to a country that speaks another language, learn their language.
Exactly. Because if you make that effort, even if your accent is off or you don't know all the words, but if you make the effort to speak their language, I've found it to be very helpful, because people, they'll open up and welcome you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll help you.
Yes.
You know, it's really important. I spend a lot of time in Mexico, like a month or two every year when I was growing up. And, you know, my parents always said, you want to learn Spanish, so when we're here, you know, people will assist you. And I had a really bad tooth ache one time when I went, but because I had learned enough of the language, they took me to this fantastic dentist who also didn't speak English. But, you know, I got the help I needed because I had, you know, attempted to learn the language.
I lived in Brazil for 3 months and learned Portuguese before going.
Mm.
And then when I was there, they taught me, other young people that I knew there taught me slang. So when I came home, if I met someone from Brazil and I was speaking slang, they thought I had just dropped out as an alien from a rocket ship, because I was speaking slang that hadn't been used in 20 years. So you have to be careful.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Deborah, there's one area that I know you talk about in the book, but I think our listeners would like to know, and that is how can you protect yourself and ensure yourself that when you're moving, like moving from a rental and leaving that place and going to a new place?
Yeah, I think this is an important thing. Most rentals are not going to give you back your deposit till after you leave. And so you want to make sure that you do a walkthrough with the company representative or the owner of the property. And I always have a copy. When I first move into a rental, I take pictures of everything. If there's a nick or a ding in a door or a spot on the carpet, I take pictures. So when I do that final walkthrough, when I'm moving out, and they go, oh, well, we're going to subtract $200 for this, I can pull up those dated pictures and say, no, this was here before I moved in. I do it with windows. If windows are missing screens, I keep a full walkthrough list, which I believe there's one in the book you can fill out. When you go to move into your new place, repeat the same thing. Take pictures of everything. Make lists if the knob's missing on something or if there's a little stain in the ceiling, because you don't want to get blamed or have to pay for somebody else's mistake or mess. And you know, a lot of some private owners will say, oh no, I'm not worried about it, I'll leave the keys for you to pick up. And I always say, no, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to meet me there, because I'm going to take pictures and make a list. I want to make sure you have copies. And it doesn't matter if it irritates them at all, because you're paying them to rent their place. Same is true if you're going to go buy something. You know, you want to make sure that you're getting a professional inspection done. You know, that these little things that, you know, we get so excited that we're, oh, I found this place and I just love it and I'm moving in next week. And that's all you're thinking about. Or you're thinking about the truck's going to be here in 2 hours with all your stuff. You don't have time to do it. Take the time for your protection.
That is very, very good advice. It's just like if you're renting a car at an airport, if you don't look thoroughly, sometimes you can be dinged when you return the car. I know I rented a car, and the car had just been washed but not dried, and so it was all covered with water all over it, and you couldn't really see if there was any damage, and sure enough, when it's dry, you sometimes will see things that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Absolutely. And that, you know, speaking of that, if you're going to do a DIY move and you're going to rent a truck, make sure to look inside that truck and everything before you drive it off the lot. We had one move where we had this truck completely packed, and we didn't notice because we didn't look, and we ended up in a major rainstorm, and every single thing in the top of the truck, all the boxes that were loaded in the top of the truck were soaking wet because the truck had this big gap where the water was just pouring into the truck during the rain.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not fun. Not fun at all. You know, make sure of that if you're towing a car, that the car is hooked on properly by the people who are supposed to know what they're doing. Because there's a story in the book, which I'm sure you remember, where we're driving down the side of a mountain, and the car tried coming off the trailer because they hadn't locked it in. You don't really want your car rolling off a trailer on a freeway. It's not a happy thing.
No.
You know, get people to teach you how to do this stuff yourself. You know, yeah, they're going to hook up the trailer. Yeah, they're going to put your car on it. Get them to show you the steps they're going through. So if for any reason you have to remove the car while you're traveling somewhere, that, you know, if there's a flat tire on the trailer or something, that you know how to put it back on.
Yes. I recently was with my son and towing a car, and they had replaced the tires on the car just before the move, and as we're driving, I happen to look in the rearview mirror, and I see one of the tires rolling down the freeway.
Yeah, and stuff like that happens. I mean, you got to expect the unexpected. You know, it's one of the things that I mention in the book, and I always like to mention on shows, is check the weather where you're going. We had to cut south because of tornadoes, and we got lost as heck and ended up on some back road in Texas, and then got a flat tire because I ran over a set of deer antlers that were in the road. You know, if we had simply checked the weather and went, oh, okay, we don't want to go that way tomorrow, or we could have stayed in the hotel another day and the weather would have been gone. It's all in the planning, Richard.
And these tips are things that after the fact you wish you thought of, but it's just common sense. And these are the kinds of things I think that people are going to find very, very wonderful reminders when they read your book. One of the things that you talk about in the book, too, is if you're doing a DIY move, how do you know what size of truck to rent?
Well, that's a good one. And, you know, the companies that we mention in the book actually on their websites give you a diagram of the inner side of the trucks or the pods. But what I do is I tell people to tape off an area in a room that matches those dimensions. And then you pack into that section. If you've got too much to pack into that section, you either need a bigger truck or you need to sell some stuff.
That's,
I have left dining room tables and chairs because I didn't do that.
Well, your book is such a wealth of information, Deborah, and I'm so glad you could share with our audience today. And just as a reminder for everyone that if you go to ahappymove.com is the website, and again, Deborah, if you could mention your YouTube channel.
A Happy Move Book.
A Happy Move book.
And they can get to it through the website as well. And there's a lot of videos on the website that they can watch as well.
Perfect. Well,
and I have an incredible publisher.
Thank you. And people can find the book also at Beyond Words Publishing. And we have them always in stock. So thank you again, Deborah.
Thank you. This has been wonderful. I love being with you.